Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So unless you've been living in a bunker or under a rock for the past few years, and this show is your first encounter with civilization, you know that we have a midterm election today. Election. Obviously, the election's getting a whole lot of attention all over the media. It's in the press everywhere. But we haven't talked about it quite as much on this show because generally we've kept our focus on the real issues. The issues that Americans are talking about at their dinner tables. The issues that immediately impact your life. Medical autonomy. The right to life. Freedom of speech. And so on. Because in some ways, what reason do we actually have to think that this election even matters? Is it an election day? Or just a selection day? 2 years ago, they blatantly stole an election right in front of our eyes. Broad daylight. They saw massive Trump leads in every key state, and then suddenly they just stopped the count. And then took a week to finish it. Deep down, nobody thinks it was legitimate. Actually, it was so blatant, it was like it was designed to humiliate us by showing us how powerless we actually were. So what are we supposed to suggest this year? Vote harder? Vote better? Yeah, good luck with that. So here's what we will say. You should absolutely 100% still vote today if you haven't already. Even if fraud occurs, and it likely will, it's almost guaranteed. It's not necessarily absolute. You can't fraud every single election every single time. It's easier, of course, to fraud away a close election than a landslide. But they want you to give up. They want you to be demoralized. They want to keep you home and away from the polling places and away from the vote. So don't let that happen. And if you see something shady or illegal looking happen at your own precinct or at the place votes are being tallied, record it and report it. And since we can't just blindly trust cops anymore that they will uphold the letter of the law, report it to this program. Because we can't blindly trust the judiciary, report it here to the people's bullhorn and we will take it to the court of public opinion. But ultimately, the important thing to know is that there is not a political solution to the problems in this country. I'm going to say that again. There is no political solution to what this country is going through. You can't just simply vote once every couple years and have other people just magically restore prosperity, restore liberty, restore this country. You have to make the change happen. And you do that on the other 364 days of the year that aren't an election day. If elections are real at all, you have to put fear into the hearts of the weak, feckless, neutered, castrated Republicans, if you believe in that construct, who are supposed to be standing up every day to this tyranny. Politicians respond to the people who put pressure on them every day. They respond to the people who make their jobs painful and aggravating. They're politicians. They're naturally weak and controllable people. So make sure that we are the ones controlling them. It's the same idea that we've used on this show when we rescue children held hostage by hospitals. When you have protesters outside a building and calls flooding in, they buckle. When politicians are barraged with calls and they have people showing up in their offices and people booing at their rallies, they learn. But all of these Republicans running claim to be super pro-Trump. Running, if you believe in that construct. But that's easy to do, especially since Trump himself is pretty self-centered and mostly just cares that people suck up to him. But do these people actually support Trumpism as it was in 2016 when Trump won an election? We can start by holding them accountable on that very thing. demand that they fight for those causes, the 2016 America First agenda, fair trade, a real border, real law and order. Refuse to let them submit to the left's domination. And if they start failing, and likely they will, start bringing the pain. Take over their party events. Make it impossible for them to avoid accountability or to weave a web of lies. Be like Jesus Christ in the temple and start flipping tables. Maybe literally, if you have to. Because Election Day isn't the end. It's the beginning. We have a huge show today. Dr. Paul Elias Alexander will be here, Trump's former HHS senior COVID advisor. Also, what we saw happen here on November 3rd, 2020, when the real insurrection occurred, is happening in Brazil. It is going absolutely off in Brazil. They are rising up in Brazil. We will have that interview directly from Brazil coming up today on The Stu Peters Show. Go nowhere.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Welcome back. So let me ask you, does this sound familiar? There's a tightly contested presidential election between an incumbent populist nationalist and a basically criminal globalist. Election day comes, and in complete defiance of polls, which predicted an easy win for the globalist, the early results show a big lead for the incumbent nationalist. Well, then as the night goes on, the results from later arriving ballots swing dramatically toward the globalist. And the press immediately declares him the winner. All protests immediately shut down. All dissenting social media accounts get censored or banned and completely shut down. Yeah, all of that perfectly describes what happened here in 2020, but it's also what just happened in Brazil to the last detail. Nationalist President Bolsonaro just lost his election to Lula, a literal criminal who needed his own handpicked Supreme Court to spring him out of prison in order to run. Out of Brazil's five major regions, Bolsonaro won every single one except for the Northeast, which is by far the most corrupt part of Brazil. Large parts of the region basically ruled by criminal gangs. That area voted overwhelmingly for Lula, winning him the election. You can find footage, if you know where to look, online right now of prisoners and gangsters celebrating the news of this win. Huge numbers of Brazilians have taken to the streets believing that the election was stolen. Some of them are asking the military to step in to mediate the situation, but just like in 2020, it looks like the steal is on, and all of big tech and all of big media and the rest of the world's diplomatic pressure is conspiring to ensure that Lula takes power. Marco Antonio Costa is a Brazilian journalist and constitutional attorney. He joins us now with more on this. I mean, the similarities are just appalling. What's actually happening in Brazil now?
Hi, Stu. We are living hard times here in Brazil, mainly because, and you may find this very uneasy and strange to you in America, but mainly because of the judiciary power. We are talking about censorship coming from the Supreme Court here in Brazil, also coming from the Electoral Court, the Superior Electoral Court here in Brazil. That's very, very uneasy for us that works with communication. I work at Jovem Pan News, which is one of the major broadcasts, radio broadcasts in Brazil, also television. And now we have to deal with an electoral system that cannot be questioned by anyone. If so, you may be persecuted by Supreme Court justices.
Prosecuted, as in detained and arrested and put in jail and charged with a crime and sent to prison?
Not quite yet, but they're sending the federal police here in Brazil to do an interrogatory. So they are asking you questions. They're putting the all their force, the state power, in onto the persons, the journalists. It doesn't matter. You may be a businessman, but if you are an influencer, if you have a big social media account, you might find a court decision by the Supreme Court or by the Electoral Court here in Brazil asking you to follow a statement at the police district. So that's very strange and very awkward. We are dealing nowadays with censorship coming from the judiciary, which is, I cannot put this to you in another way, in a different way than to say that that's a dictatorship. That's a dictatorship state in Brazil coming from judges.
It's a police state. And these are the brown shirt enforcement arms of an illegitimate regime that it seems has just stolen the election in Brazil and has disenfranchised the vote, removing any sort of illusion of a constitutional republic or a democracy, a free republic where a vote actually counts. They're not even hiding anymore. They're doing it right out in the wide open, almost taunting people, saying, you are powerless. We are in power. Totalitarianism has now been ushered in. So how are the people reacting right now at this moment in Brazil?
We have many large cities, small cities, with people manifesting on the streets. They are asking for something to happen. They don't know exactly what to ask, but they're going to the military and asking them to do something about it. And that's quite beautiful to see many people on the streets. We're talking about thousands, maybe millions of people going on the streets and asking for transparency. They want to know what happened in the elections. They want to know what happened with the charts. If you look at the charts of your elections in the US, and you may find that we can talk about the ballots, we can talk about the mail-in ballots, we can question that, but the charts are completely different from the charts in Brazil. We're talking about a straight line of Bolsonaro descending and Lula a straight line ascending during the second turn of the elections. So we look at it and we question. And when we do that, when we question the authorities about what happened, they suspend your social media accounts. They go after you. They put you on a spiral of fear. They want to inflict you a sort of self-censorship. They want you to be intimidated by asking too many questions.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's exactly what they hope is going to happen here in the United States, that people will not show out to vote, that they will stay home, that they will feel depressed and powerless, that they won't participate in what we know to be installations and selections rather than elections. But we have to fight this back. We have to hold these people accountable. Put this graphic on the screen. We saw the Biden and Trump lines, just like you're talking about. I mean, we saw in the middle of the night the spike turn back in 2020 when counting was resuming, apparently, after some pipe burst, which means that a urinal overflowed. We had all kinds of stoppages happening in the middle of the night. All kinds of thousands, hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots went to 100% of them for Biden. I mean, this line that we're looking at here is statistically impossible for that to occur. Then we saw what happened on January 6th. This was basically parallel to what's happening in Brazil right now, where Brazilians are rising up. They want to ask questions. They want to know, how did this absolutely happen? Well, the same thing happened on January 6th. You've seen here that we've had patriots that have been held in a gulag. They are prisoners of war. They are persecuted people, patriots that are being held without due process. They haven't been charged with a crime in a lot of cases. They have not been. They've been denied bail. They've been held for misdemeanor trespassing. They've been sentenced to decades in prison as a result of this. Do Brazilians look at America and see the similarities of what happened here in 2020? And are Brazilians there refusing to back down to this intimidation?
I think it's quite interesting what happens in the U.S. because somehow, sometimes later, it happens here in Brazil. There is some sort of appropriation, including by the left, of all the rhetoric from the leftist movements there in the US. They also are doing exactly the same thing that happened to Trump on 2020. And what scares me the most is that the system here is going really hard, not only after the people, they're going after everyone that shows any sort of discontent to the elections, to the electoral system here in Brazil, the electronic system, which is very doubtful also. I need to say that because we have absolutely no transparency. It's been set out as something completely believable, but who says that is the one that's judging all the issues regarding the Electoral College, and who's a person that is completely activist as a judge. He's showing himself to be a really leftist guy and a really authoritarian also. So what scares the people is that they're going after anybody, and also they are showing like something's going to happen with Bolsonaro. They're being very clear and open about it. They want to arrest Bolsonaro, and they're doing the best in order to do that. So we are looking at strange times ahead here in Brazil.
Yeah. Has law enforcement or the military used any physical force against these demonstrators in Brazil as of yet?
Mainly and largely, not that I've known. They're being very polite and very respectful to all the manifestants. But you have some isolated cases where you have maybe illegal use of force by the police. And obviously, you have some insiders or someone who wants a criminal of any sort that goes into the movement in order to disrupt it. So, but those are isolated cases. Mainly, the manifestations are really peaceful, and we haven't had any problem with the manifestants or the people that are there.
Be careful of a false flag. And be careful with law enforcement. We saw what happened here on January 6th. And it doesn't take violence perpetuated by patriots and citizens of a country. It takes violence that is instigated by those who are in power and those elites. Make sure that you stay safe, Marco. You know, the similarities here are absolutely unbelievable. We're talking about an FBI that is now staging fake photoshopped evidence, pictures online for President Trump. They have been trying to perp walk him and arrest him from tax stuff in the Southern District of New York. Russia collusion. It was all fake. It was all a hoax. And now we're talking about classified documents and a raid at Mar-a-Lago, as we have predicted over and over again on this platform. It is to perp walk him in a very high profile arrest to instigate a civil kinetic confrontation. Yes, a civil war. That's what they want. And they want this globally. It can't just be here. So what's happening to Bolsonaro in Brazil, the same exact thing. This is a global great reset, a new world order, a one world government. And until global citizens all over the world rise up and say, no, we are going to hold on to our individual liberty and to our freedom, they will not stop until they are stopped. Pray for Brazil. And also our elections here, as we're watching results come in the United States of America today. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it. Screams from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking. I just count the hours. Stop tripping. I'm tripping.
tripping off the power.
75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency, which leads to depression and anxiety and stress and low mood and sleepless nights and an early grave. Plus, there are all kinds of other magnesium supplements out there that actually act as a laxative. Bioptimizers has done it. The 7 most critical types of magnesium, the exact appropriate amounts, and they don't act as a laxative. They combat stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights and early graves. Go to their website right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Get the magnesium breakthrough formula, the 7 most critical types of magnesium. You may not even know that you have a magnesium deficiency. Get the sleep that you deserve. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. Dr. Paul Elias Alexander served on President Trump's COVID team, HHS. He was a senior advisor there. One of the good ones. Well, he's just written a brand new book called Presidential Takedown, How Anthony Fauci, the CDC, NIH, and the WHO conspired to overthrow President Trump. The book drops next week. You can get it on Amazon, but if you don't like Bezos, you can get it on other sites, wherever books are sold online. But consider grabbing it quickly, because Dr. Alexander said that he's endured threats against his life over the publication of this book. We'll want to hear a lot more about that. Plus, Paul's take on the recent article calling for an amnesty of all of the atrocities committed during the COVID era. Dr. Alexander joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu. Thanks once again for coming on your show. You always are ahead of the rest, and thanks. I'm grateful. Look, this Professor Emily Oster out of, I think, Brown University, came out with this proposal in the Atlantic that we provide some sort of amnesty. In other words, when you read her writing, she's actually saying that those of them who made the decisions, the COVID policies, the lockdown lunacy that we endured, everything from the school closures, shielding, mask mandates, all the way up to the vaccine mandates, the bringing of this fraud COVID gene injection, we have to call this not a vaccine, that we should step back and we should grant them some deference and some immunity and an amnesty, in the sense that they were only trying their best and they were working on what they knew at that time. But that is the issue why persons like myself, Michael Singer out of Brownstone, Jeff Tucker out of Brownstone, we have recoiled in horror. And we've written articles now saying an interview that, is this lady insane? I don't want to question her credentials, but I'm saying you need repentance first. You need to apologize for what you did. You need to actually demonstrate that you recognize the harms that you caused. And it's a blatant lie by Oster and all of them who are trying, because they see the election. They see the pushback by the public over all of these crazy mandates in the Biden administration, even started in the Trump administration. And the public is saying, no, no more. And we are going to take these people in proper tribunals, proper legal hearings, proper public inquiries, because we want answers. We want accountability. We want justice, because innocent people died. They died because of the lockdowns, the school closures, and now this fraud gene injection that is ineffective and actually harmful. So we reject that call, and we are saying no. Under no condition will you get amnesty. We are going to get our answers.
Yeah. People died unnecessarily. People were murdered in the hospital after being taken away from their families, thrown on ventilators after being given this toxic, poisonous remdesivir that they knew was toxic and poisonous. But billions of people have now been injected with this clot shot bioweapon euthanasia injection. Billions of people, 5.5 billion people around the world, are ticking time bombs waiting to die suddenly. Amnesty. This isn't a call for amnesty by Oster either. That's actually not what this is. This is an order from her. You go and you sit down and you shut up and you leave us alone. Because you notice that in her call for amnesty, she says, except for those that were perpetuating dangerous misinformation. That means you, Dr. Alexander. That means me. That means everybody here on this program and every dissident to this COVID atrocity.
You're right. So in other words, what she's saying is those of us who are questioning them and calling into question and actually providing the data, because she's actually written falsehoods by saying they did not know. Myself, McCullough, Reich, we have written, Ladapo, you have done shows, Alex Jones, from day one, providing data and science, effective data and science, proper, and they just disregarded it. So it's not that they didn't know. So she wants us, who were calling them into question, to keep quiet and allow them who did the wrong not to be questioned. And that's not going to happen. We are going to get Fauci, Francis Collins, Walensky, all of them, Francis Albert Bula from Pfizer, Stefan Bancel from Moderna. We are going to keep working until we get them deposed in a proper legal inquiry. We need answers. We need Alex Azar to answer how come he gave the vaccine developers and all the alphabet agencies and all players liability protection when we did not have proper safety data. How come? Why did he give that in February 2020 that have us in this position today? So, and then cancel. You see what's happening with you, me, all of us, Bhattacharya, Kuldoff, all of these people. We are canceled in the media, McCullough, stripped. We are attacked by the work mob, canceled, disenfranchised, slandered, smeared. Why? Because we question. So that's the, and we are threatened. We are threatened with our safety and our lives constantly. When we give rallies, people in the public, I don't know if you know that, sometimes we're in bulletproof vests. Sometimes we get warnings before we even go up on a stage that they have crazy people out there, whether in the UK, America, Canada. So we have taken risks, all of us, including you, Stu. I know from when you travel, etc. We all do. This is a terrible situation, and both sides have dug in. But I think the other side now have realized. They have realized that all of the lockdown policies were fraudulent. This was never needed, never, ever. Ioannidis just published a paper showing the infection fatality rate was pretty much 0.03. Below, not even at, but below the risk of death from seasonal influenza, and 0.0003 for persons 0 to 19, and almost zero for all children.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They do know. They absolutely know that it was fraudulent. They know that, and that's why they're asking for amnesty. Why would you ask for amnesty if you didn't believe that you had done anything wrong? And furthermore, why would you want to silence the voices of the people who are asking you the questions that now you're running for amnesty for? You want amnesty from the things, the questions that we are asking. And I think this is intentional. It has always been the position of this platform, the Stu Peters Show, and on the network, widespread, that this was intentional, that it was done with a forethought, that it was done to gin up fear, to push people towards the actual bioweapon, to get them to inject themselves and their kids, causing this fertility and causing the sterility of people and depopulating the planet. We have always felt that this was about depopulation and transhumanism. They told us, why don't we ever believe them? As said in the trailer for Died Suddenly, which comes out on November 21st. You seem to think that this was intentional also as part of your book, Presidential Takedown, how Anthony Fauci, the CDC, NIH, and the WHO conspired to overthrow President Trump. That book comes out next week on the 15th. You can get it anywhere that books are sold. You have received death threats for publishing this book.
Yes. Yes, and let me just say it this way. I worked in the Trump administration, HHS, during the pandemic as a senior pandemic advisor, COVID. And I can tell you this, from my take, from what I saw the CDC, the NIH, the FDA doing, they work daily between Fauci, Burks, Francis Collins, etc., to undercut and subvert Trump. It was a real battle. And when he brought people like Atlas, when I joined there, we were fighting these people behind the scenes because every single thing Trump did or tried to do, particularly with opening the schools and the society, the economy, they fought him. And this, Birx wrote in her book that she deliberately withheld information and subverted Trump. That needs to be investigated. But let me say it this way. Tony Lyons and their Skyhorse, they wrote that book also for Kennedy. The real Anthony Fauci. You know, they worked with me to put it together, Kent Heck and Lively. And these people are real patriots. And I was called to go to California, Santa Ana, to give a talk to a group of people on COVID and the vaccines with this guy from the Revolution, I think Steve Hilton. And the thing about it is when I landed there and I made my way through the airport and I eventually went into the men's room, and, you know, trying to compose myself because I don't really like flying. And you know, this person was next to me, juxtaposed. And, you know, I'm trying to argue, was this somebody warning me or threatening me? And the person pretty much said, you know, don't release your book. Change the title of your book if you know what's good for you. And they moved on. And I have been very rattled by it because, again, the public doesn't know that for 2.5 years, persons like myself, McCullough, I could call all of the names. We receive threats every day. Every day, some very serious threats, life threats on our lives and our families. The media leaked my telephone numbers, leaked my address in Washington, had reporters and crazy people outside my apartment threatening me every day. So we've lived a very terrible life trying to fight the wrongs. That's the key. We didn't have to do this because what the public doesn't understand too is every time you see us go somewhere, when I went to Santa Ana in California, nobody paid me. We don't get paid for any of this. We have done this without payment. We've taken a risk, put our necks out there too. So it's a terrible situation. We have to take precautions because there are people who they've bought into this from the beginning. And I can't say it's a risk-free environment. And I have had to take precautions. And yes, I do take threats and I have been threatened. So the book is coming out on November the 15th. It's my take on what happened. You know, if you want to support, I would appreciate it. And, you know, I appreciate, Stu, you again having me here to speak.
Of course.
I want to end by saying this. Look, I have a lot of reservations about how the pandemic will handle the Trump administration. And I don't blame President Trump. I'll be honest with you. I don't. I think he was greatly misled. And I think it will be up to him and history and how he reconciles that. But the people around him, the Faucis, the Burks, the Collins, members of his task force, people in the Biden administration, I don't think the public really realized that they don't work for the American people. They have never done anything to help the American people. They are in this to enrich themselves. And we know if what we think plays out in terms of when this was really manufactured in the lab, and we know it was, we even have information now coming out that it's before 2020. It was even early 2019 and even whispers now of 2018. We know this was lab manufactured. We know they juiced it up with the furin cleavage site. We need to know, was this intentionally released? Was this a deliberate release or was this an accident? Was this to damage Trump and his reelection? There are things we need to, who in the American government was part of this? That's the key. And Peter McCullough today, I'll just tell you, I read something just before I came on. It was kind of surprising. Like, he's actually now very focused on the fact that there could be the possibility that the DOD was heavily involved. And I can tell you, because I worked in the HHS, Operation Warp Speed, in case the public did not understand this, and I think it's public knowledge, Operation Warp Speed's head office that managed the gene injection manufacture was on the 7th floor of Health and Human Services building during the manufacture of those vaccines. My office was on the 6th. I dealt with these people every day. Moderna, the Moderna vaccine, headed by Moncef Slaoui, was on the 7th floor next to the Operation Warp Speed office. Again, I was on the 6th. So I'm trying to tell you there's something, and in the Operation Warp Speed, it was heavily military. There was no day that I went there that it was not overwhelmed with our military. And I'm very proud of the U.S. military. I'm very supportive of the U.S. military. And I can only say, people are trying to say that, oh, well, if the DOD was involved, would the military do something dark against the American people? I wouldn't say that. I would actually try to explain it this way, that the military was, if this was an actual pure military operation in terms of bringing this through HHS, where, however, I don't think the military had ill intent. I think it's the persons who the military, the agencies and the DASACs of this world, the barracks of this world, the Faucis of this world, who they needed help. Scientific, the military is not a scientific agency. They needed help. Those people had other intentions. We need to understand that. I will not blame the military. But if you ask me, was this a military gene injection manufacturer? I'd have to admit that Operation Warp Speed was basically a military program.
Yeah. You know, and those at the top of the military are certainly conspiring against the American people. Those at the top of the military have become the enforcement arm for an illegitimate regime when the real insurrection occurred on November 3rd of 2020. And absolutely, this was an attempt to undermine and overthrow President Trump. We have Dr. Paul Elias Alexander, who was actually there in the building hearing these people out loud. Birx wrote it in her book that she was intentionally withholding information from the President of the United States. That is a constitutional crisis. The U.S. Marshals should march into wherever Birx is hiding with her scarf around her neck right now, and they should march her out in handcuffs, perp walk her, and take her to a gallows if she's convicted of the crimes that she admittedly committed. Presidential takedown, how Anthony Fauci, the CDC, the NIH, and the WHO conspired to overthrow President Trump by Dr. Paul E. Alexander. Get that book. More of The Stu Peters Show next as we continue. Go nowhere.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
I use CBD for my shoulder pain that was self-inflicted from abusing my body as an athlete when I was a younger lad, all right? Incapacitating pain, actually. It keeps me out of the gym, keeps me from working out. I like to stay in shape. In the morning, when I used to wake up, it would take me 2 hours to get that shoulder loosened up where I wasn't wincing in pain until CBD. Curable is my CBD company. Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. Go to K-U-R-I-B-L.com. That's curable.com, a family-owned business from right here in my home state of Minnesota where all of the hemp is sourced. Plus, if you go to curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, you will get 20% off just for being Stu Crew. Use promo code Stu when you go to curable.com. Do you have joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain? Do you suffer migraine headaches? Do you have allergies? People online reporting positive results with Parkinson's disease from using CBD products. But where does your CBD come from? What CBD company are you doing business with? If it's not family owned and you can't source the hemp, better switch to Curable. KURIBL.com. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code Stu for 20% off when you go to Curable.com. Welcome back. So America's airlines are a complete mess and now headed towards a major strike. Delta airline pilots just held a vote. Out of the airline's 15,000 pilots, 96% of them voted. And of those 96%, 99% supported a strike. So could other airlines follow suit and be close to work stoppages too? Josh Yoder is with U.S. Freedom Flyers, and they are currently in a major legal fight to fight against vaccine mandates, not just for pilots, but for all Americans. Josh Yoder joins us now. So how big is this Delta story?
Hi, Stu. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, sure, the Delta story is one that people should be paying attention to right now. I can tell you that the level of dissatisfaction among Delta pilots is at an all-time high. I actually just had a meeting this morning with a group of Delta pilots, and what they told me, they said that if Carlene Pettit, she's running for the Master Executive Council for the union at Delta, and they told me that if she wins, that the full weight and authority of the Airline Pilots Association, which is the union that represents them, is going to be behind the Delta Airlines pilot strike. And Carlene Pettit is a really interesting person to brush up on. People should Google her name. Google her name, Carlene Pettit with the Seattle Times, and read about what has happened to her. Delta tried to make an example out of her in 2016 for actually stepping up and bringing safety issues to the forefront at Delta Airlines. And rather than taking those safety concerns to heart and doing something about it, they tried to refer her for mental evaluation and to discredit her as a pilot. And you have to understand, she's a PhD in aviation safety. She's an author of multiple books, a highly credible person, highly talented pilot. And so to put her at the head of the MEC would be incredibly powerful, because she just won a lawsuit against Delta. And actually, Delta has settled with her after spending millions of dollars trying to discredit her. And this is something that is not a one-off story. I know of many other pilots who have also been whistleblowers over the years post 9/11, who are now forming a coalition. Many of these people have been ostracized. And two of them that I know personally have had to move overseas. They could no longer live or work in the United States because the FAA got on board with the airlines and airline management and even the unions to ostracize these pilots who step forward and try to do the right thing. So what's happening now is there's a coalition being built to actually fight this level of corruption. And everyone, I believe, across the industry would love to see Carlene in this position.
Yeah, I mean, Josh, I got to ask you, because we don't want the waters to be muddied at all. So 15,000 pilots, some odd 15,000 pilots, 96% of them voted. And of those 96% that voted, virtually 100% of them supported a strike. Is this because of these shot mandates? Do Delta pilots overwhelmingly reject these mandates? Do they not want to be shot up with this, whatever it is?
So this doesn't primarily have to do with the vaccine mandates, but what I can tell you is that it definitely is a contributing factor. Many Delta pilots who didn't want to get vaccinated did it under threats of coercion. So yes, it absolutely is a contributing factor. People are just fed up with the totalitarian hand of airline management across the board. It's not just Delta. Delta's in the forefront right now with the strike vote. But this is something that has affected so many people. I can tell you on the vaccine issue, the level of regret among airline pilots is something that I deal with every day. The awful side effects that they're having, the cardiac issues, the neurological conditions, some tingling of the hands and feet, like really common issues that I hear about all the time. And as you know, U.S. Freedom Flyers has been working to find solutions to be able to provide, testing for pilots and also treatment options. And that's something that we're really focused on. In addition to litigation, there was an amicus brief that was just filed by Dina Pollard-Sachs and Dana Wafer, some of our attorneys in the Third Circuit, which stands to potentially overturn a lot of these health freedom cases that have been lost. It's so important that we set the framework and that people and that the courts truly understand the freedom clause. I believe it's been argued incorrectly, for the last, year and a half. And part of what U.S. Freedom Flyers is doing is getting behind that to help set the record straight so that as we bring further litigation moving forward, we're going to win.
How many of these pilots are flying right now with symptoms?
I don't know how many. That's the scary thing, is because many of them are covering it up. The only ones that I know about are the ones who reach out to me, which I can tell you is a very significant number. And we've been working behind the scenes, working with private companies, different products, different protocols, that type of thing, to roll things out to assist them. One of the products that has truly made a difference for my friends that are experiencing issues is a product called Cardio Miracle.
Yeah, we're familiar with Cardio Miracle.
Cardio Miracle is phenomenal. I personally take it. I've taken it for 4 months after I was introduced to it by Dr. Kevin Stillwagon, who himself is a retired Delta pilot and also a chiropractor. But what I can tell you is the reports that I'm getting is these guys that were diagnosed with myocarditis, and they're having all types of blood disorders and neurological conditions. They're reporting to me incredible improvements from taking the product. So that's a company that I really want to support. And I talk to everyone.
That is highpowerheart.com. Highpowerheart.com if you're interested in that Cardio Miracle stuff. So how likely are, say, United and American Airlines and others, how likely are they to follow suit if Delta goes through with this strike? I mean, what could this actually mean for traveling Americans?
It's very possible that they could. Typically, if you have one union that's strong and, with one airline and they actually go into a strike, what that does is that invigorates pilots at other airlines and other unions to potentially follow suit. And that's actually what we're hoping for kind of across the board, because I can tell you that airlines have been totalitarian for so long. It wasn't just the vaccine mandates. That was the most recent thing exactly a year ago, Stu. On this day a year ago, people were in terror. They were being threatened with losing their jobs. We were told, you get vaccinated or you're going to lose your job. And there were no religious or medical exemptions being granted at that time. And it was an awful time. We had suicides. We had families being broken apart. We had a lot of people who were coerced and threatened into doing something, into taking an experimental medical jab that they now really regret. And many of them have lost their flight status because of it. They lost their flight medicals.
How dangerous is it for Americans that are still flying with these pilots? I mean, we've talked about things like hypoxia. We've talked about the unnecessary mask mandates, which ridiculously are still happening at some airlines. Pilots are still being forced to wear masks in the air. I mean, can a virus, this isn't even a respiratory virus, I don't want to go there. The audience here is very familiar with what I believe that this is and what we believe that this is, what we have proven that this is with patents. But you're in the cockpit of an airplane in a pressurized cabin. What kind of sense does this make?
It really makes none. As a matter of fact, back in 2020, the airlines paid millions of dollars for a peer-reviewed Harvard study. This is when they were trying to attract passengers back to the airline industry to fly when we were flying around empty aircraft. And the Harvard study, the conclusion was that your chance of contracting COVID on an aircraft is 0.003%. So it's almost non-existent, less than 1%. Masking has been proven not to work. Every time I see someone wearing a mask, I ask them, you know, what medical science they're basing their decision on to wear this mask, because that medical science doesn't exist. But, you know, now moving forward, like you mentioned, the pilots who are flying around with adverse reactions, I wish I knew the real number. And we won't know the real number until the FAA actually does a study of their own and the airlines get behind it. And they actually offer amnesty to the pilots who are being damaged. Of the ones that I know about, it's in the hundreds. I can tell you that for sure.
That's the amnesty that we need to be talking about. Amnesty for the people who have been jabbed, who have been coerced, who've been threatened with their jobs. Being a pilot isn't something that you just wake up some morning and you decide you're going to go do. I mean, people invest all kinds of time in the military, in the armed forces, in a lot of cases, all kinds of money to go to pilot training school. I mean, this is something that takes a really long time. And then you advance all the way through from, you know, smaller aircraft to larger aircraft. These pilots are extremely vested into their careers, into their retirements. They love flying in a lot of cases. And the morale has never been lower at all of these airlines. I'm talking to airline pilots all the time as I'm traveling about the country and I'm asking them specifically. I go to the flight deck right away. A lot of them recognize me because of our show's coverage of these airline issues. And they want to come, they want to be forthcoming with me. They don't obviously want me saying their names. But a lot of them are not injected. They somehow got away with it. A lot of them, almost 100% of them, tell me that morale has never been lower at their airline. What about at your airline?
Yeah, it's very low, Stu. As a matter of fact, I can tell you conclusively from many of my friends that I talk to, we're actually looking at different career paths. You have people that are leaving the major airlines, not in mass. This is not the majority, but there are some of us that are very seriously considering a different career path just because of the morale, the horrible schedules, and the poor treatment by management.
Unbelievable. What can people do about this Delta thing? Should they just stand by and watch this? How can, like, the average American get involved to have these pilots' backs and to try to tear down some of this corruption inside of these unions?
Every Delta passenger should be emailing Delta Airlines management and demanding that they give them a contract that Delta pilots are worthy of. You know, Delta's gone, I think, over 1,000 days now without contractual improvements. They've been in these negotiations. And you know, Ed Bastian, the CEO of Delta, he came out just a few days ago and he said, you know, he doesn't believe that there's going to be a strike. Well, I can tell you from the personal relationships that I have with groups of Delta pilots and also knowing of Carlene Pettit's past, if she gets into that MEC chairman position, it's Delta, they absolutely will go to a strike unless there's some significant changes coming out of Delta Airlines management.
We have to demand that these people are treating these pilots fairly. And so emails, I mean, I'm a Delta passenger. I'm going to send emails to, I had no idea any of this stuff was going on. Why is the press not covering any of this? These are the things that impact millions of Americans. Millions of Americans travel every single day. I've got one of the hubs right here, the Delta Airlines hub right here in Minneapolis, Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, one down in Atlanta. Travel all the time using Delta, and I'm going to be writing an email. I hope that you guys will too. We need Pettit in there. Go to Delta Airlines website. Click on the contact information. If you want something more simple, go to StuPeters.com and we will have it all posted there. Stick around. More of the Stu Peters Show next. How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo? Just remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got in. I've been over here warning you, screaming this warning about the great financial reset, where inevitably the electronic banking system is reset. That means your checking accounts, your savings accounts, your investment accounts, your IRAs, your 401ks, everything that you have just reset to zero. As part of the NWO, they have to crush you to bring in the great reset, the one world government, the totalitarian rule of big pharmaceutical endless injections, enriching and empowering the elites, crushing you into subservience. Protect yourself now with gold and silver. Do not be powerless. Do not be moneyless. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you call Gold Co. and you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account by just calling Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call 855-706-GOLD. And of course, has there ever been a better time than now to be at the top of your mental A game? Be the best boss you can be, the best coworker, the best homeschooler, the best parent, spouse, And in these times of deception, process information clearly. Be more focused, more driven, more creative with nootropics brain supplements. Go to nootopia.com/stew. Nootopia.com/stew. Fill out that personal questionnaire. How do you handle distractions? How do you process information? My favorite product is Focused Savagery. Since I've started taking it, I'm just telling you, unbelievable. Game changer. Go to nootopia.com/stew. Again, nootopia.com/stew. We're just 2 weeks out from the release of Died Suddenly, a globe-changing documentary event of a generation. And we're continuing to get stories submitted at our website day after day after day at diedsuddenly.info. Now, so far, our coverage of sudden post-vaccine deaths has been focused on America and Canada. But this isn't just some local phenomenon. It's a global phenomenon, as today's example demonstrates. The story was sent to us by Sigrun Priest, and it's about her son, Alyosha Priest. Quote, "My 35-year-old son didn't want to get the COVID shot. He suffered from mental illness and knew the negative side effects of strong pharmaceutical products. He didn't want more chemical stuff in his body. But he was in a hospital in autumn 2021, and the doctors told him that he would be allowed to leave only if he got vaccinated. So he reluctantly agreed to get the Pfizer shot. 3 weeks after the first shot, he got the second one. After that, whenever we spoke on the phone, he told me that he felt very ill. Sometimes he felt so weak that he could barely walk. About 3 months after the second shot, he was found dead in his bed. The autopsy didn't produce any result. After the autopsy, I asked two different officers at the Criminal Investigation Department if the vaccination might have been the cause of his death. After a moment of slight hesitation, both of them said, quote, yes. The registry office that provides death certificates told me that it might take longer as there were so many people dying. This was in March of 2022 in the south of Germany. Unquote. The deaths are global. The cover-up is global. But they're not going to be able to hide it forever. Their time is up. Died Suddenly, coming November 21st, exclusively to the Stu Peters Network. Watch it at stupeters.com at 5 p.m. Eastern, November the 21st. November 21st, 5 p.m. Eastern, stupeters.com. Go there right now. Enter your email address so that you're notified the second that it drops. More of the Stu Peters Show continues after this. Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Still, people lose hands, legs, arms for real. Little was known of Sierra Leone and how it connects to the diamonds we own. When I speak of diamonds in a song, I ain't talking about the ones to be glown. I'm talking about Rockefeller, my home, my chain. These ain't conflict diamonds. Is they Jacob? Don't lie to me, man. Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biological inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
All the so-called health foods that you've been told about. The fraudulent and fake stupid food pyramid. The reason why we have an obese, fat, and lazy society right now. They've lied to you all along because they want you dead. That's why. There is actually a poisonous toxin in all of these super health foods. We expose it at gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. What is the toxin that's actually adding inches to your waistline when you think that you're supposedly losing weight? You all have that health nut friend that's like obese, right? Oh yeah, I eat totally healthy. No, I don't want that. I'm doing the food pyramid. It's ridiculous. These people are poisoning themselves. They don't even know it. We expose that at gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Criminal taxation, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession. You work hard for your money and you should invest it. You should know what you're investing in. You probably don't if you're dealing with one of these heavily advertised big box banks or firms, because they're beholden to Wall Street and sold out to the CCP and the Biden administration. No family is more criminal or more compromised. So do your investing with somebody that you trust, a Jesus-believing, God-fearing patriot, Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. None of this, what we do here, would be possible if it had not been for Carlos Cortez very early on, and he has been loyal ever since. He'll be loyal to you as well. Get your personal appointment with Carlos Cortez. Invest with a like-minded person. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Until tomorrow, same place, same time. God bless you.